Was this tin and metal or wood?
They were old iron pumps.
No, I was thinking of the pail.
Oh, the pails were old galvanized iron.
What did your mother put the garbage in when she cleared the plates?
Well, she used to put it into a large bowl, carry it out to feed the dogs. Mm-hmm. Or had one of the kids to carry it out and feed the dogs.
I was just thinking a standard feature on a farm is always a slop pail or a slop bucket. You didn't have any pigs.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have any pigs, we didn't have any slop buckets, and we didn't have thunder mugs.
The only garbage disposal.
No garbage disposal, we had the dogs, and we'd feed the table scraps too.
The other people did have pigs though, huh?
Yes, so most of the neighbors had pigs.
They had that slop thing.
Yeah, their slop pails and their slop buckets.
It used to bother me to see all the dishwater in that, and yet I've talked to people, they said, well, that's good for them after all this lying there. It'll keep the worms out of them.
I've heard of that, but I don't know how true that was. I know there's a lot of people would feed their hogs the dishwater and the table scraps. anything to fatten that hog on.
What did your mother use when she cooked, eggs?
She had no skillet, for an old iron skillet.
Did that have legs on it?
Oh, now that, an old skillet with the legs on it was used to sit in the an open fire. And then they had later on they had the old iron ovens with the legs on them.
Was that called a Dutch oven?
Dutch oven, that's it. That's what I'm trying to think of. A Dutch oven.
I
don't go back as far as you think there.
No, I realize this. And I'm stretching you.
Now I have seen some of the old ironware that was used. Primitive, what we call primitive ironware. Hand wrought and hand beat. Mm-hmm. And they beat on it until they get hot enough to weld together itself. Hmm. And shape it. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
These old blacksmiths would take a piece of iron and beat on it until it would get hot enough that they can weld it together. What they call cold welding.
Just pressure.
You can take two pieces of cold iron and lay them together and take them and put them on another hard piece of iron and beat on it and weld those two together. And that's cold weld.
Put the flux in there before they lay it.
No, they don't put any flux or anything. Just two pieces of cold metal.
Goodness gracious.
And I've seen the old blacksmiths do that.
Hmm. What did they make that way? Anything special? Does it give
they used to make their iron decorations to go around the old homes. Hmm. And fences out of cold steel.
Oh, I guess that's where the rot comes, because it's worked cold and by hand.
I assume that's right. I don't know. But I have seen a blacksmith take two pieces of cold iron, lay them on an anvil, and beat them until they would weld themselves together with no flux, no nothing whatsoever except a hard steel hammer and a hard steel anvil. Of course, the iron they used was soft iron.
Mm-hmm. But still, that would take marvelous timing to do that. Just try that.